You have probably heard the term renew Opelika Road. And that's what we're in to talk about this morning on News Talk WANI. Justin Steinman, principal planner with the Auburn City Planning Department, is our guest. The first of the public meetings with regard to renew Opelika Road will take place on the 27th of June. And Justin joins us again. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
I'm great this morning. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. Justin, the last time he was in, we were talking about Comp Plan 2030. It's been a while because Justin mentioned the last time he was in, we were in the back studio still.
Yeah, so it's been a while.
Well, glad to have you in this morning and to talk about this next project with regard to the planning department and you personally with regard to renew Opelika Road. All right, listen, this is a big topic. Kind of condense it down for us. When someone says, listen, I've heard about renew Opelika Road, what does that mean? What is your answer then?
Sure, I'd say first that there's been a recognition for probably quite some time that, you know, as you drive down Opelika Road, it probably has some room for improvement. There's still a lot of viable, good businesses on the corridor, but there's a lot of vacancies. There's a lot of things that aesthetically may not be as pleasing as they could be. And then there's probably just some work on the road itself, the actual physical infrastructure. You know, there's a lack of pedestrian connections, bicycle, and, you know, just overall some of the other infrastructure like stormwater and stuff is you know, was fine when it was installed, but is kind of out of date at this point. So the purpose of the Renew Opelika Road corridor plan is to first say, you know, we recognize as a city that this is a corridor that does need revitalization and renewal. And then to say, well, we want to go through a very deliberative public process where we engage the general public, but especially stakeholders on the corridor, business and property owners, and say, you know, here's where we are, here's where we could be, you know, present a range of options for what the future could hold, and then say, what would you like to see? And then to start to put a plan in place that over time helps to make that vision happen over, you know, a 10 to 20 year period.
Yeah, this is going to be a long, this is not an overnight process whatsoever.
No, I think that we can reasonably say there will be some immediate change. The city has committed $5 million over the next 5 years for capital investments on the corridor, and then we also have a commercial incentive program that even now, you know, is helping to revitalize selected portions of the corridor.
Right.
So, you know, I think we can definitely say there will be some short-term change, but yeah, we're in it for the long haul, and any plan for that is, you know, going to take time because change takes time.
Is this from Gay Street to the Opelika City line?
It is, all the way, the entire length.
So it's the entire length of Opelika Road.
Correct. And then the study area also includes areas that are adjacent to it. You know, so streets like, you know, coming up East University to the north a ways, and then,
right,
you know, areas in and around the mall and, say, Creekside. And, you know, I mean, and up north Dean Little Way. So we want to look at the areas not just that are on the corridor, but also that maybe have populations that if we had more uses that you could walk to, you know, maybe – you know, right, what are adjacent things near the corridor that also are related to it? So we didn't want to look at the corridor in a vacuum.
Right. You mentioned that the city has dedicated $5 million over the next 5 years. What's the most immediate need with regard to renew Opelika Road from the city's perspective, Justin?
I would say we've probably identified a number of needs. We really want to hear from the public before we start to, you know, part of the whole process is to say there's a lot of different things we could do. What are the priorities from the public? You know, I would definitely say that one thing that from the planning perspective that, right, we recognize isn't working great out there is a lot of the existing zoning is kind of written in such a way that the kind of outcomes we'd like to see, you know, are not possible under that zoning. So I think definitely from a regulatory standpoint, there are some things that we know we need to fix. And then also from a like reuse and revitalization standpoint, it can be difficult sometimes for a business coming in or an existing one wanting to expand or do other things to meet code. And that's something that we don't, as a city, want to be standing in the way of redevelopment. So that's one of our highest priorities is to say, what can we fix on our end, you know, to help make things happen?
I would guess that priorities are probably different for different groups. As you mentioned, for planning, maybe it's zoning. For business owners, it's what opportunities are there or what opportunities are there to improve an existing business. For the public, aesthetics may be the high priority because of the vacant buildings, and there are several large vacant buildings along this corridor right now. Would I be accurate? And I guess one of the ways to find out about all of this is this public meeting on the 27th.
Correct. Yeah, and I would say you're absolutely right. You know, everybody comes to a process like this with varying priorities, and part of a planning process is trying to sort all those out and then prioritize them so that instead of just talking about all the problems, we're starting to talk about the solutions and then what do we do first. Yeah, so part of the public meeting is to actually attendees at the public meeting, there will be two kind of major phases of getting public input. We'll kind of explain the planning process and then actually do some live polling where people who attend we'll ask them a series of questions, and everybody can respond to them and right there in real time, and you'll actually be able to see on the screen like 30% of the people there think this about that question. So it's a little neater than having just a survey that we hand out and then report back on later. And then the other piece is taking kind of all the land uses on the corridor. So if we say, you know, in the year 2030, we think it'll be 40% commercial, 20% residential, you know, 10% park, you know, whatever.
Right.
And actually people take those acreages and they have a map of the corridor and they actually put them where they want to go. Because, you know, a huge part of revitalization is saying, okay, maybe it's all commercial right now, but in 20 years, is it all going to be commercial? And if it's not, how do we arrange that? You know, and frankly, you know, the thing about planning in cities is that everybody who lives in a city is kind of an expert on at least some part of it. And so it really helps to tap that expertise in people's thoughts, you know, through a process like right. that.
When and where for the meeting on the 27th?
It is at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday at Jan Dempsey Arts Center.
Jan Dempsey Arts Center, right. Justin Stein with the City of Auburn's Planning Department in this morning to talk about Renew Opelika Road. We'll have more with Justin after this. Stay tuned.